So, Bezrat Hashem, we begin our journey here into the Yerushalmi, and therefore the first surprise is turn to Daf Aleph. Daf Aleph, Amud Aleph. I'll bet you're not used to that one, right? But the Yerushalmi doesn't have this Beis stuff. It starts from the beginning, keep it simple, and that's the way that the Yerushalmi does things. Everything is extremely straightforward, but because of that, it's very, very shorthand and requires a lot of understanding. So let's talk about the first Mishnah, and then we will begin understanding if we talk about it Stam overall. We did this, of course, together when we did Mishnah Yishviyas, but let's review it. So the Mishnah said, Now this is taken for granted, that there is a concept of something being Osir Erev Shviyas, even though it's not yet Shviyas. And where does that entire halacha come from? This is called Tosefet Shviyit. Now, it turns out there's big machlokas in the Bavli and Yerushalmi about where all of this comes from. On the one hand, it may come from the diak in the pasuk of Bechor Shuba Katsir Tishbot, as you're familiar, as we've discussed many times, which we'll get to in the Gemara over here. And on the other hand, it may come from a halacha l'meishim Sinai. But in any event, there is definitely an indication, either in the pasuk or the halacha, that there's a concept called Tosefet Shviyas, adding on to the time of the Shviyas itself. And therefore, if you're going to be doing work, so part of that work would consist of preparing your field for planting during Shviyas, that's Osir. And the same thing would be true on Matzai Shviyas, on things that had grown during Shviyas, and now you want to be Kaitzer them, that would be Osir. Now, up to what point would you be allowed, let's say, to plow your field before Shviyas, where it would be considered to be an act that was for the pre-Shviyas growth? And at what point would it consider to be Hachana for the Shviyas, is what our Mishnah is concerned about. Now, Halacha L'maaseh, it turns out that there is a Halacha L'maaseh Misinai, the way the Rambam understands the end of the Sugya, and that Halacha L'maaseh Misinai came coupled with the instructions that this halacha is that you're allowed to be chayresh only up till 30 days before Shviyas. And at that point, it becomes an Isser D'oraisa based on halacha l'maaseh Misinai. But this is only true when there is a Beis HaMikdash. If there is no Beis HaMikdash, then it would be mutter all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. Fine. The Rabbanan came along when the Isser was extant, and they added an additional takana. Instead of 30 days, any type of plowing that is clearly meant in people's eyes to be addressing things in Shemitah, even if it's months before Shviyas, is also Osir Midrabbanan. Now, a little bit later, after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, we find that comes along Rabbi Gamliel, Ubeis Dinai, in Yavne, and he canceled the Isser Drabbana. And he therefore said, you can now actually do all of the work that you want to do up until Shviyas itself. The whole thing is but. Now, the question is, of course, how could he be Mevatel Atakana that was made by a much earlier Beis Din, if you're not allowed to be Mevatel the Takana? So we're going to see, unless you're a Beis Din that is as great, B'chachma u'B'minyan, we're going to see that there's three basic approaches. Some learn that indeed, and that's Bashman, Gemara Ma'id Kot, and other places where the Bavli discusses this issue, that the truth is, Shloshim Yom before remains Osir, and that the Rabbanan included with the original takana the right to cancel the takana because of the financial hardship that it might be causing people. They won't be able to survive properly, and the Rabbana didn't want to make things difficult for people. So they said, if a Beis Din decides that this is not a good takana, they have a right to cancel it at any point, even if they're not go to B'chachma B'minya. That means that 30 days before would still be usher, according to the Shita. The way the Yerushalmi learns and the way that one of the approaches in the Bavli works is that the takana was a takana that even when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and therefore the if you're learning that it's a halakha l'mashmi Sinai, did not apply. Nonetheless, that takana that starts from Pesach or Shavuos, as we'll see, that takana remained in effect until Rabbi Gamliel was mevatel it. How could Rabbi Gamliel be mevatel that takana? So again, there's two approaches. Either because it was built into the original takana, or more importantly, if the basis of the entire halacha to aser prior to Shemitah is actually a diak in the pasuk, as I mentioned to you earlier, there's a shita that holds that b'charishu v'katsir tishbot is a remez to charisha and katsira of Erev Shvias. And therefore, the question is, how could you go ahead and be mevatel that? So therefore, the pella is that you can actually argue on any bezdin that you can argue on throughout all of history, makes absolutely no difference to us. And the din that ein bezdin mevatel divrei bezdin chavero ela im kein gadol emenu bechokhmo beminyan, which is another Gavi point, that halacha is only where the rabbanan made a takana. But if you disagree with the greatest bezdin in history, and you say that the way that they understood the pasuk is wrong, ein lecha ela bezdin shebizmancha, and therefore the latest bezdin has a right to be derish against anybody's bezdin. And that's the reason that Rabbi Gamliel said, I disagree. I don't believe that b'charishu b'katsir tishbot means that. The whole thing is in error, and therefore I'm canceling it. Amazing, right? It's very important to know. So if Bezdin makes a takana, which is not based on their understanding of the Torah, so fine, then you have to be Godolei Menu B'chokhmo B'minyan. But if it's based on the understanding of the Torah said, however any generation understands, that is the halacha. Okay. So that basically sums up the issue. In which case, Bizman HaZeh, since we paskin la halacha, like the way the Rambam understands it, that we have canceled completely the dinim of the Isser of Tosefet Shvias, how do you explain this Mishnah that starts talking about what the Zman is? So as we're going to see, this Mishnah is the Mishnah Rishena. The Mishnah Rishena was stated before the Bittul of the Takana Derabbanan that brought the Tosefet Shvias all the way back, as we'll see in the cases of trees, to Tzemach Lokas, but to around Shvuah's time. And in the cases of a Stei Lovan, which is Tvua, all the way back to Pesach time. But this is no longer relevant la halacha, and we'll see why we still maintain the Mishnah. So let's learn the Mishnah, understanding that it has been canceled.
Right, Eimatak. Three shitas. One is that it's incorporated in Takana. One is that you can argue with a drasha. What was the third?
No, I said there's three shitas overall. Is it based on a drasha? Is it based on a takana? And was it actually canceled beyond the 30 days? Or was only canceled between Pesach and Atzeret and the 30 days? So according to that, there was no heter in the prior to 30 days. Post 30 days, only prior to 30 days was the heter. Those are three shitas. So Adei Matai Choshim B'Steya Ilan Erev Shvias. We will define a Steya Ilan in the next Mishnah. But a steya ilan is a particular concentration of fields within a particular size field that yield a particular yield, as we're going to explain. But whatever it is that makes it a steya ilan, what would be the shear that allows you to do charisha and would mean that the charisha is for the purposes of the trees that are currently growing in the sixth year and therefore would not be usher because of Shemitah? Why should they be? So Beit Shammai says, well, it's really a function of the weather and the issues of that year. And it's kozman shulu yafela pri, as long as it's good for whatever is currently growing, then that is okay. Now, obviously, that depends. There's some years where the charisha, there's enough moisture left in the field, even after Shavuos. There's sometimes where the moisture in the field is gone before Shavuos. Whenever it is, people are wondering, why the heck is this guy doing charisha? It's not going to help him. Oh, he's doing it in order to prepare for Shvias. At that point, it becomes usher, according to Beit Shammai. Beit Hillel says, no. It doesn't work that way. When the takana is made, a particular date is given. And that would mean ad ha'atzeret. So again, we're going to see, is this a kula of Beit Shammai? The Gemara is going to be discussing this and why it wouldn't be listed as a kula. I said, obviously, it's not only a kula. It could sometimes be a chumrah. And where even before Shavuos, it would become usher. Okay, that's the shiur. And those shiurim are very similar because in a normal year, Shavuos time is the time when you no longer have enough moisture in the ground that is going to benefit the fruit that is growing from Shnat Sashishis at all. And therefore, they become usher. Again, only according to the Mishnah Rishayna, they become usher in the earlier shiur, which is from the time of Shavuos. So, Krovim Divrielu, Leoske Divrielu, it's almost the same thing. It's just that Beit Shammai holds that there are times where it may vary according to climate and weather. Okay, so says the Mishnah. Ad imatai chorshim. So the first thing the Gemara wants to know is like, where do we get this idea, bichlal, that there is a concept of Erev Shvias and pretending that it's Shvias? Well, now this is something of a problem. The pasuk that it quotes over here is irrelevant to our discussion. And therefore, the Gra is mitakein that the pasuk that it should say is Ktiv sheishes yamim ta'avod, ubayom hashvi'i tishpot, becharish uvakatsir tishpot. It's all one pasuk, according to this approach. And this is, because this is what we're quoting over here, sheishes yamim ta'asem ha'asecha, beyom hashvi'i tishpot, is really not relevant. So the pasuk that we're bringing over here is the entire pasuk, which is the pasuk in Bahar, of sheishes yamim ta'avod, bayom hashvi'i tishpot, becharish ubakatsir tishpot. I said Bahar, I meant in Kitisa, where we go over the bris again, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Meichel Yisrael, so it goes through the Yikar Dinim, and there it says sheishes yamim ta'avod, bayom hashvi'i tishpot, becharish ubakatsir tishpot, and this is basically telling me something that seems to be unnecessary. Why I would need all of that when I was told already that these are Isuri. Okay, Valo Kvar Nemar, I don't understand. Didn't we already learn Sheishes Yamim Ta'avod, V'yasisa Komalachtecha, that we had back at the Luchais? So we know that you can't do any Malacha on Shabbos. So is it talking about Shabbos? I mean, Im Le'inyan Shabbos Bereishis? It's talking about Yom HaShishi and Yom HaShvi of the days of the week. I mean, that's a Beferish Pasuk and a Luchais. And if it's talking about Shaptot Shanim, maybe it's talking about the years, and it's saying Bechor Shvakatzir Tishbot. But we know that there's the Dinim of Shvias, and this we know basically from details in Bahar, where over there it says Beferish, Taber al B'nei Yisrael, this is Bahar Sinai Limor, Ki Tavo al Haaretz, Sheish Shanim Tizra Sadecha, V'sheish Shanim Tizmor Karmecha, V'yasavta Tvuata, U'bashana Shevi'it Shabbat Shabbaton Yelo Oretz, Shabbat LaHashem, Sadecha Lo Tizra, V'Karmecha Lo Tizmor. Now note the various things that have been mentioned over here. Zriya of the Sada, Zemira in Akerim. So those things are mentioned Beferish, and they are considered to be Isser D'Oraisa, the Ovais of the Isser D'Oraisa on Shvias, and Sheish Shanim Tizra, V'Asavta Tvata. So that means, when it continues to say, Etzviach Tzircha Lo Tiktzor, you're not allowed to gather in your Katsira, and in Vein Nizirecha from your vines, you're not allowed to be Botzer. So Katsira, Bitsira, Zemira, and Zuria are the four things that are mentioned in this pasuk. Now notice, it doesn't say a word over here about Harisha. So, I mean, one of the things that you might have said is, now hold on a second, this pasuk is a big kiddush, because it says, Becharishu vakatsir tishpot, which is mashman that there is an issue of Harisha. Okay, that may be true, but then why would it say Katsira? Uba Katsir, the Katsir is mentioned. So it's not going to help us to explain why the Pasuk would tell me something I already know. So therefore, what is it talking about? It's not talking about Shabbos of the week. It's not talking about Shabbos of the years. So what is it talking about? It's talking about a new concept. That new concept is called Shnei Prakim HaRishonim. Shnei Prakim HaRishonim is not a reference to 30 days. It's referring to Shavuos in this Mishnah, Alibah Beis Hillel, Atzeret, and it's referring to Pesach in the next Mishnah, which is going to be talking about a Shtei Tevuah, or a Shtei Lavan. So now it means that there's an Isser before Shvius, and this is how the Braisa explains it. It should say like Tashma or Tanya. Becharish, those words are always missing from the Yerushalmi, which makes it very confusing. You never realize when you're switching gears because it's just a waste of time. Use your brain. Anyway, so Becharish, that's generally the approach to the Yerushalmi. Use your brain. So Becharish uba katsir tishbot. Okay, so now it says Becharish. What does this mean? Ah, the point is that it's talking about a chorish which leads to a katsira. That's the point. So you are not allowed to do a charisha if that katsira you're not allowed to do. Now, this is a chiddush. What does that mean? Well, if you do a charisha on Erev Shvius, and now you're going to plant, you're not going to be allowed to take what grew, because it grows during Shvius, and you're not allowed to be kosher during Shvius. Huh? So therefore, it's telling me that the chorish shall Erev Shvius, which is going to be nichnas l'shvius, because it's going to end up producing things that you're not allowed to be kotzer on Shvius, or vice versa. Let's say a kotzer where you weren't allowed to do the charisha. Now, what would that be? That would be things that were planted during Shvius, and they're only ready mitzoy Shvius. Well, you're not allowed to be kotzer that either if you left them in the field. Well, I'll wait till after Shvius. I'll take it in then. No. That's also excluded. Now, this gives us additional times before. So, wait a second. But today we don't do that. The imkein, now the Gra takes out the word ne'emar, because the issue is not ne'emar. It doesn't say it anywhere, at least not that we know of yet. We're going to see later on there is a brisa. But the Gra has to take out the word ne'emar. So, imkein, lama chorshim ad Rosh Hashanah. So how come everybody does the charisha until Rosh Hashanah? What happened to the pasuk? Rabbi Kusfoy b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Gamliel beit dino hitiru be'iser shnei prakim harishonim. Please get this terminology correct. The shnei prakim harishonim, Pesach and Shavuos, you can actually ignore that. That doesn't explain what about the halacha l'mashvi Sinai, about the shloshim yom, or about... Fine, but we're talking about where that didn't apply. Again, this is the way it works out in halacha, because it's not the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and all that was left was the Issur D'Rabbanan that obviously went from Pesach all the way till Rosh Hashanah. He canceled that, and he said you're allowed to, whether it's after Pesach for a Shtei Lavan, or it's after Shavuos for a Shtei Ilan, and you're allowed to do that up in Rosh Hashanah. What? What do you mean he canceled? Who is Rabbi Gamliel to cancel Rabbi Yochanan, boy? Lo kein taninan. What about the Mishnah in Idiyos? Ein beit din yochol levatel divrei beit din chaveiro ad she'egodol mimenu b'chochmo b'minyan. So how in the world could Rabbi Gamliel of beit din, what does b'minyan mean? This is a big machlokas, what it means minyan. As the Rambam points out, there's no such thing as minyan. If every Beis Din is by definition defined as a Beis Din Hashem in Ve'echa to be a Beis Din HaGadol. So he explains that it refers to the number of Talmidei Chachomim that are maskim to the Psak of the Beis Din, because some Batei Dinim have hundreds of Talmidei Chachomim in front of them that are standing there ready to be called up when necessary and so on. So it depends on the total size of the Beis Din and the number of people who were maskim. And, okay, the Ravid doesn't go along with the Rambam. He says it has to do with how old the Av Beis Din is. Fine. But whatever it means, certainly Rav Gamliel was not as great as the best, and that was originally, according to the Gemara, that was made in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agreed to this. And, well, how can Rav Gamliel come along later and be mevatel it? Rabbi Kusfoy, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, say, I'll tell you. Again, use your brains, because these words don't make any sense until you fill in all the missing words. When they made that Isser, they included the following tonight. She'im bikshu l'acharosh, yachrosh. that if at some time in the future it becomes necessary because of people's desperation in terms of their financial circumstances and their ability to survive in Eretz Yisrael, cancel this Isser, even if you're not a big Bezdin. So then, I understand. So then why do we have the Mishnah? We should have canceled the Mishnah. I mean, all we're doing is driving people crazy, giving them the Mishnah. That isn't even true. So the V'akrotam min HaMishnah, no? Says Rev Kruzvi, B'shem Rev Yochanan, no, because also part of the din is that if they want to cancel, they can cancel, and then let's say 10 generations later, a Bezdin much smaller than the Bezdin of Rebbe Gamliel wants to reinstitute the Isser. And they say, Baruch Hashem, we're doing very well. Why don't we go back to being Assering from then they can, with the same Chumrah of the original Takana of Shammai and Hillel, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. So, in other words, I need to let you know that this Mishnah is still true in the event that some Bezdin decides it's true. Hativ Rebbe Yonah, excuse me. We don't have Mishnayos to talk about things that are no longer relevant. I mean, what about Parshas Miluim? The Miluim, and there's a lot of discussion in the Mishnah about the dinim of the Miluim. I mean, it's Menachos is full of that. What about in Sanhedrin, where we talk about the Dor HaMabul, Yesh Lo B'Chelek Lo Lamabul? What do we have these ridiculous times? They've all been passed. Maybe we should tear out those Mishnayos? Is that is a reasonable question to you? The Gra changes the Girsa to. Why doesn't the Torah take out those Parshas since they're not Nogei LaHalacha? Are you worried about the Torah teaching things that are not Nogei LaHalacha? You never asked why the Torah talked about the Miluim and why the Torah tells us about Maaser Bereishis. Ah, that's a long time ago. Or about the Mabul. This is very cute. So his lotion is Yakrota Min HaTorah. Okay. So according to you, me'ata yakrota min ha-mishnah, the point is that there's a lot to be learned. Kedei lo odiyacha, you need to understand all of the way. This is basically in Pasuk. Zechor yemot olam, binu shnot dor v'dor, exactly what people refuse to pay any attention to. It's the most difficult thing. Look around us today. Most difficult thing in the world is to accept that history is meaningful. That's mamish, like such an important part of Moshe Rabbeinu's teaching. Pay attention. Binush, nice door, but nah, it's not the gas. Americans don't even know there is such a thing as history. But unfortunately, you know, those who don't learn from history do exactly the same stupidity with exactly the same insane gaiva as it was done originally, which is mind boggling. I mean, you see this pasuk every day, quoting the same shtuyot that were quoted once upon a time. And that ended up with exactly the same disasters. This is the Rambam's, remember, his whole understanding of the nature of the Tanya is to stop repeating the same insanities. It's exactly what you have today. Talk to people, intelligent people. I tried talking yesterday to someone who's reasonably intelligent. It's like you're talking to a wall. They hear only what they want to hear. They do not pay attention to the fact that this has happened so recently in history. And we'll take a look at where the world is holding because they didn't listen to Winston Churchill. Why? Because he's crazy. Why should I listen to Winston Churchill? Hundreds of millions of lives so far have been lost because nobody had the guts to listen to. We can't go that far. Same exact Michigas. So now we have Robin's War, you know, and the same thing, you know, we have to take this into consideration. Unbelievable. So therefore, you don't think it's important that it should be in the Mishnah? Obviously, we need Kedei Lo Hodiyacha. You need to know what history was. Omer Rabbi Mona. Rabbi Mona says, listen, it says Beferish in Idyos. I understand why you're asking this question. The Mishnah in Idyos asks, why are we maskir the Das Yochid when it's not Nogea Bechlal? I mean, so it says over there, because we need for a person to be able to trace the development of this halacha and to trace the basis of what he was taught. So, kitanin and taman, it's like we learn in India. She'im yomar adam kachani mikubal. A guy will say, I don't understand. You guys are saying this is halacha. My Rebbe was a gadol ador, and he was mikubal from his Rebbe. And it's the exact opposite of what you're saying. Yes, therefore, we need to trace the halacha so that you can explain to him, it's true what you're saying, but that was kedivrei Rebbe so-and-so, Kedivrei Rebbe Ishploni Shamata, you heard like that Shita, and there is such a Shita. And same thing is true over here. Somebody's going to come along and say, what kind of business is this? You're going to allow people to be chayrish till Rosh Hashanah? I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbe, from Deres, Shamati Shaosu Lacharesh Ad Rosh Hashanah. And you say you can do it? Yomru lo, what you heard about was this Takona, called the Takona of the Shnei HaPrakim HaRishonim, which is Shavuos and Pesach. And that's true. But Rebbe Gamliel canceled it, and therefore it's no longer true. That is the point. Rav Acha B'Shem Rebbe Yonatan says, no. No. You don't have to come on to this, that there was a takona with a built-in condition that if you want to be, you want to cancel the, that's not the point. The point over here is that the original Isser was based on an understanding of the Pasuk in the Torah, Bechoresh uveKatzir. That is wrong, according to Rebbe Gamliel. And B'Sha'ashi Tiro, he had a different shot in the Pasuk. And therefore, he's allowed to tell you that they made a mistake. You can shout from today, tomorrow, what? You're going to tell me that Yoshua ben Nun made a mistake, but you know? Yes. And you can't do that. I can't. The Torah says again and again, you're supposed to go, L'koeina, Sheyeba, Yomim Ha'em, you go to the Dayan, you go to the Bezdin. Who is the Bezdin now? Somebody who disagrees with Yoshua ben Nun. So what's wrong? I don't have to listen to Yoshua ben Nun just because he was so smart. Exactly. Torah says to go, unless, of course, Salah al-Bashar B'Sinai. But it wasn't according to them. This approach of the Gemara is saying there was no such halacha l'moshe b'Sinai. The whole thing is based on a pasuk, and Rebbe Gamliel says the pasuk's understanding is wrong. So b'sha'asha asru, what was the basis of the iser? There was samech on the pasuk b'charish u'v'katzir tishbot, like we said, and they explained a charish that the katzir is aser. What's that referring to? Doing charisha erev shviyas, which then is going to be growing during Shviyas, and you're not going to be allowed to take the Katsir. That's what you said. And vice versa, to do a Katsir where the Harisha was also. So something was planted during Shviyas. The Eza says, Ze Katsir shall Shviyas, she yotze lamatzai Shviyas. This is the eighth year. That's how they learned it. Came along Rabbi Gamliel, and he says, nonsense. Bisha'ash itiru. They also found a pasuk. And it says in the Torah, Sheishes Yomim Ta'avod Ve'alsisa Komalachtecha, Becharish Ubakatsir Tishbot, and that means that we've got basically a combination, or an actual Gezerah Shava, between the idea, this is not Machlokas, how to read which pasuk we're talking about, but we're talking about the pasuk Upashana, Shvi'it Shabbat L'Hashem Elokecha, so we're comparing Shabbat L'Hashem Elokecha to the din of Shabbos Bereishis, and therefore we have a either Gezeirah Shavah, a Hekesh, or a Mamatzinu. So just like Erev Shabbos Bereishis, what's the din on Friday? Can you do Melacha until the night? Yes. At Mutar La'asot Melacha at Shetishkach Hama. So until Shkia, you can do Melacha, which we'll talk about in a moment. Af Erev Shabtot Shanim at Mutar La'asot Melacha at Shetishkach Hama. The last minute on Erev Shviyas. That's what the Torah is saying, you're allowed to do melacha. So therefore, I disagree with the Bechoresh u'v'katzir tishbot, and I go according to my understanding of the Pasuk that compares Shabbos Bereishis to Shviyas. Now, the question is, but we know that there is a din of Tosefet Shabbat, so this seems backwards. I mean, we should be learning the opposite, that just like on Erev Shabbos, you're supposed to be mafresh perish from melacha before Shabbos and after Shabbos, and sending through of Shviyas. You have to be perished from Malachas, Erev Shviyas, and Mitzay Shviyas, right? And this is a big question. Does the Gemara mean to imply that the din of Tosefet Shabbat is indeed not a D'oraisa, and that mid-D'oraisa, when we're comparing one to the other, then we're telling you there is no din of Tosefet Shabbat? That is one approach, and there are many Rishonim who don't have this idea of Tosefet Shabbat. The other approach is that even if there is, according to those Rishonim that hold, there is a din d'oraisa of Tosefet Shabbos, it is not said in any particular length of time. So like Rav Meisha Paskan halacha l'maisa, a few minutes. It's not, so since it's a few minutes, So it doesn't have an equivalent that you can apply to Shviyas to say Shloshim Yom should be Osir Kainim L'Shviyas. That would be what he was saying. So, man, fine. So don't do Harisha 10 minutes before Shemitah. But that's not what we're talking about over here in terms of Tosefet Shviyas. So those are the two basic approaches. But some of Farshim over here on the Daf say it's not considered to be a D'oraisa, and therefore Midi'oraisa, it's telling us that there is no Isser of Tosefet Shviyas, not in the beginning, not in the end. Rabosai, may it be a wonderful beginning. Try to review, and that is the end of Daf Aleph. Okay. So Bezrat Hashem, hope we meet tomorrow for Daf Beis. But those of you who weren't here, don't think that when you come to Daf Beis, you're coming to the beginning. Oh, no, you missed the Daf.